In recent years, there has been an emphasis on technical education just to keep up with changing job requirements. This is Don Rush. But many are concerned that this has been at the expense of liberal arts. A survey by the American Council of Trustees and Alumni found that only 18% of students in U.S. colleges and universities require foundational courses such as government and history, and only 3% require economics. Jonathan Pidluzny is vice president of the organization.
This is a problem for a lot of reasons, but one of them came out in a survey we did in 2019. We asked college graduates a multiple choice question, right? How long do senators and House representatives serve? And 51% got it wrong, right? So there's a dearth of this just basic information that could create for us a sort of fact-based context to have our political conversations within. And so we think that one of the reasons for our course named Political Dialogue is that we just have less and less that we share in common, right, both understanding of the U.S. Constitution and the country's history, but also the great works of literature, right? And so that's what we want to see universities do, bring back, a shared basis for conversation. And I think the second question had to do with, are we too technical today, right? And I think that, there is a place for technical knowledge, and often your technical ability is going to get you your very first job. It's the on-ramp into the job market. But we also know exactly what employers want because they're telling us, right? They want graduates who can write well, think critically, communicate effectively, and understand data relationships. And then above all, they want expert learners, so people who can solve tomorrow's problems with tomorrow's techniques and tomorrow's tools, right? And that's what you learn in general education. And unfortunately, one last quick point, we know that employers think that graduates today are lacking those skills. Only about one-third are satisfied.
You can have a computer, but on the other hand, the computer is only a tool, and the other stuff, perhaps liberal arts amongst other things, is the content. I mean, it does seem as if there's a relationship between those two.
Yeah, I mean, that's really well put, right? The way I think about it is that you want graduates who have a lifelong learning orientation, right? They're always looking to learn, right? They're always looking for better ways, better processes, right? And I think you get an experience of exploring alternatives from an education that's rooted in the liberal arts and humanities, of course, but also the natural sciences, right? And so we're big proponents of students, taking math courses until you can't pass them anymore, right? Or, everyone in today's world, if you want to just understand our conversation about COVID-19, everyone has to have some understanding of, chemistry and biology.
Is this different than what it's been in the past?
Yeah, I think it is different. So I think if you go back 100 years, we do have studies from the National Association of Scholars that demonstrates that, 100 years ago, pretty much everyone who graduated from a U.S. college was taking courses in writing and composition, studying a foreign language, taking specific required history courses, and the vast, vast, vast majority were taking courses in literature to give that sort of shared civilizational or cultural understanding. And so I think it's been an erosion that's taken decades, but we are living in a different world today. Our colleges and universities really are failing, right? And I think people know that, right? Gallup recently found that only about a third of current college students think that they're ready to be successful in the job market when they leave campus, right? And that's alarming.
Jonathan Pidluzny, Vice President of the American Council of Trustees and Alumni. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.